Crescent Jewelry, this is Becky.
Becky, it's Adrienne. How are you?
We're good. It's Friday.
I know. Are you guys going to be open tomorrow?
No, but we are open the next two Saturdays, so we'll make it up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Is John around or is he tied up?
Yep. Mr. Red Sneakers is here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Red Sneakers.
Oh, yeah. I bought some red Under Armour tennis shoes.
Oh, did you really for the holidays?
No, I bought them because, I mean, I like the way they looked as far, and they're so comfortable that I just wear them all the time. So now, and I've got some red Heydos also. So anyhow, I switch off with my red shoes. So I've got a kind of a reputation for my red tennis shoes.
Nothing's wrong with that, especially since you're on your feet pretty much all day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, of course, we don't really dress up here, so. Anyway,
you don't?
No.
You don't at all?
No. I mean, it's, you know, very low-key. You know, when I was in Quincy, well, it was always, you know, I'm long-sleeve shirt and tie.
Oh, really? That's how they at, what'd you call it?
Emerald City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So, but not over here. No, it's just completely different. I mean, this is, you know, Missouri hillbilly town.
Yeah, but you can't wear jeans, can you?
Sure, I've got jeans on right now.
Oh.
I usually, most of the time, though, I wear black jeans. So, I mean, it's, you know, and it's, but, you know, otherwise, it's not anything fancy.
Sometimes customers get turned off by that and they don't want to shop because they think you're hoity-snoity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of the way, you know, I guess this business is. I think Bobby dressed better than I do, but, you know, of course he was the owner, but he would wear, I mean, and I don't know why they don't do it, but, or here, they did in Quincy. Well, we didn't always. I guess after a while we did have just shirts. No, that was Allison Kaufman. I was trying to say not at Emerald City, but because instead of, well, of course, I always, when I traveled years ago, I mean, it was always tie and, you know, long sleeve shirt. But after a while, they started buying Allison Kaufman, shirts,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But that's kind of what Bobby Heiser used to do here is, you know, wear a shirt with Crescent Jewelers on it. So, and that's really what, I would do it, but, I mean, I don't know why there's a reason why I should go, you know, pay to, you know,
to buy. No, you don't have to.
Yeah, so, did you get any snow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Snow. But, I mean, it's not bad, but it's just brutally cold. How about you?
Yeah, well, we had about, 8 or 9 inches, I guess.
Oh, my gosh, we didn't get that much. Holy crap.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and it was really, really, really wet snow, real heavy.
Oh, that's the stuff that you don't like.
Yeah. So, and well, my kids didn't say it, but I mean, I go out and shovel the sidewalk and the driveway and, you know, my parking space and on the way to get to my garage and, you know, so anyhow, but it was really heavy, but I didn't. I mean, I can't do it, you know, in one full swoop anymore because it's quite a bit of shoveling. So I really had to take some breaks. But, I mean, the kids weren't too happy that I did that. You know,
well,
don't they,
like, clear a little bit of the snow, like, at your place?
Yeah, but, I mean, they didn't for, you know, as soon as I wanted it done.
Oh,
So anyway, no. Generally, they do, and they really did a pretty good job. But I really, I really scrape it pretty good because, I mean, if there's a slick spot, it would be a disaster if I slipped and fell.
No kidding.
So,
jeez.
Yeah.
How have you been health-wise? I forgot to ask. Wasn't it last year you ended up in the hospital?
Yeah, it's been a year ago right now. I mean, I don't know. I can't even remember when I really got sick, but it was, I know that, I was looking at something, a text from somebody the other day, and they sent me an email, and wishing that I was doing all right, and it was the 13th of December, so I guess I was in more shape than I thought, because I really can't remember, a whole lot about when I was really sick.
Yeah, because I didn't find out, I have a note in the client card that's on the 27th of December from last year that you were in the ICU after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it started in November, but I was out a while. But
yeah,
I came back just before Christmas, but, it wasn't. It was pretty close to Christmas anyway.
Jeez,
so,
dang.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I mean, otherwise, it's just been a year of keeping up with the doctors the urologist to be sure that, with the sepsis, that it didn't damage any other organs, which it didn't. So,
thank
no,
God.
I'm fine, yeah. So anyway, yeah, so, I mean, it's really quiet today, but anyway, well, it's been real quiet, so, I think things turn out all right, but, as the day goes on, little by little, it accumulates and piles up, but anyway.
It will pick up.
Well, you're doing all right, though.
Well, yeah, so a lot of bigger naturals have been selling, so that's a blessing. And we are here until 6 o'clock every night this week, and then Saturday we're here 10 to 5, so we're here every Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Up until Christmas, so.
Yeah. Well, I think we're only going to be open an extra Monday and an extra Saturday, so that's all the extra time we're going to be open. So, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's again back to the dress. Why, this place has been here 184 years. So, the people that come in are, there's nobody dressed up hardly. I mean, there's nobody that comes in dressed up anymore.
No, you know what? If you think about it, when you go to, a grocery store and stuff like that, I remember, back in the day, people would, look decent when they went grocery shopping or just out in public. Now, you see people, look like they literally just rolled out of bed.
Yeah. Well, and that's with Duffy, the transportation secretary or whatever, telling people to not wear their pajamas to the airport and fly.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, he's trying to be a little considerate of other people when you go to the airport. I mean, not wearing your pajamas and, house shoes and no socks.
I know. Gosh, I'm like,
So, but anyway. But, I remember, I'm so old, but, you do remember when you traveled, why you would dress up. I remember going to Kansas City, my great aunt's, and, we would ride the bus downtown Kansas City. And, just riding the bus, she would be wearing her white gloves.
Oh, jeez. Wow, yeah. Nowadays, gosh, you have to wear white gloves just so you don't get a germ.
That's right.
I wouldn't wear white, though. Gosh, can you imagine dirty?
Yeah, well, really. But, you know, back then it was, you know. It was just,
yeah, that's how they did. They, you know, they dressed up and they wore, like, the Sunday best, if you call it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they were... Oh, well, it's, I mean, that's the way it goes. Who knows where it's going to be in the next 10 or 15 or 20 years.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Golly.
So,
anyway,
well,
I hope you...
Yeah.
All right, have a good day, and I will talk to you. I'm sure you'll have diamond orders my way.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I hope. Have a good weekend, anyway.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.